From 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF is a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guests. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained, intuitive, and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., it's called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org. to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There's also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Everybody comes to their own fear. Mary Minow, creator of Enter the Quiet Silent Retreat at Hope Springs Institute in Peebles, Ohio, online at hopespringsinstitute.org. I'm hosting our 16th annual Women's Retreat February 14th through the 17th.
Think about that for yourself. What is faith, first of all? You know, you could say that faith is a really strong belief. You could say faith is knowing. That's what I really think faith is. Faith is knowing. It's belief so strong that you don't even have a belief. You just know it. And most of us have faith because of experience. spiritual realms and release them up, and how they did that, because I think when we hear people's stories, it really inspires us. And so I'm always asking for these stories. Now, the woman who just called before I took that little musical break thought she was calling about something else entirely, but turns out she has a story, so hopefully we will talk to her at length and maybe have her story on the radio about how she came up with something that was really, really difficult. And you know, faith is what it takes sometimes to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And what I know from much experience is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, whether we know it or not, whether we have faith that there is or not. But having the faith makes us feel what it gives us a sense of peace inside of us that we don't have if we don't have faith. And so a lot of times, you know, I've worked with a lot of people over the last 30 years, and a lot of people don't think of themselves as religious, and because of that, they don't think that they can have faith. And I would just like to poke a little hole in that theory, because you can have faith in anything. Funny to me, because a lot of people who think they have a whole lot of faith, when things aren't going the way they want them to go, they can't seem to find their faith. And other people who would say that they really don't have much faith seem to find it. So I think it's curious, and I would love to talk about that a moment and have you think about what do you have faith in? And some people say, well, I don't really have faith in anything. I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. But you know what? I would disagree, because if you're breathing, you have faith that the air is going to be there. Every breath you take is an expression of faith that the air you need to breathe is going to be present. That's one thing that you do have faith in. What else do you have faith in? Well, you probably have faith that the sun is going to rise and going to set every day. Why do you have faith in that? Because you have experience that tells you that's what happens every single day. That's what happens. So you can have faith in that, no matter how blue or down you might feel, no matter how dark it is where you're spending your moments. The sun is going to rise tomorrow. Always. How do you know? Because your experience tells you that the sun rises and sets every day. So if nothing else, you can have faith that the air is going to be present every time you breathe, and that the sun is going to rise and set. What else do you have faith in, based on your experience? What I've discovered through the years is that most people have faith in a whole lot of things, a whole lot of experiences, but they may not have been calling it faith. When we do call it faith, it gives us strength, it gives us courage. I think mostly important is that it gives us some peace. Because if I have even a little bit of faith, I can turn over whatever it is that is troubling me. I can turn it over. I can surrender it to whatever it is I have faith in. You know, I call that God at this point in my life. I can talk about God. But there were many years in my life where I could not use the word God, because for me the word God had really awful, terrible connotations because of what happened in my own childhood. And I was a drug addict for 20 years, as a lot of people know, and I got clean in 87, and the 12-step programs really helped me do that. And I've heard a lot of people in the 12-step programs, you know, addicts, alcoholics in general, they tend to feel pretty ashamed of ourselves. They tend to have pretty low self-worth, and they tend to have a lot of pain, and that's what all the even want to have a connection with God when we're in that place. And even when we do, we feel unworthy of that. We can't do that. And so what I've seen a lot of people in the 12-step program come to realize is that they can place their faith in anything that feels bigger than they are and that seems benevolent, or at least not malicious. Anything that's bigger than they are that is not out to hurt them. Some people call that higher power. Some people are found in heaven who couldn't say God. Instead, use G-O-D as an acronym and called it good order and direction. And they can have faith and they can surrender to the good orderly direction. Because if you think about it, you just got to look around in nature. And you can see that you can have faith in the order that's in the universe, that's on the earth. Because that order is constantly happening. When you're on a planet, it's spinning around on its own axis, and it's also spinning around in orbit, and it's got thousands, millions of other rocks in space spinning on their axis, spinning in their orbits, and all of those bodies in the galaxy are in order. They're all predictable. We know what they're doing, and if you want to get into the mechanics or the physics of it, you can know why they're doing it. What I think is important is to understand that there is order in the universe. And you don't have to look very far to notice that. Just watch the stars for 3 months every night, and you will see that every single night they're in a predictable pattern. If you spend much time out in nature, or you pay attention to the changing seasons, you can also see that order. Because everything in nature, it comes out fresh, growing, beautiful green in the spring. It gets very dark and lush in the summer. And then in the fall, it starts to die back. And by winter, it's all died back. The leaves are off. The trees are bare. And then comes spring, it's all happening again. You can see, you can have faith that there is order, there's organization, there's life vitality in everything that you can perceive with your senses. So if you can't have faith in some unseen, maybe unexperienced higher power, you can have faith in how that higher power has organized the universe, even if you don't believe that the higher you call it, Jesus or Krishna or Buddha, having that to call on takes away the feeling of being totally alone and helpless. It gives you a sense of power. So I really would encourage you to think about that for yourself. What do you have faith in? What is bigger than you and more powerful than you that feels, if not beneficial, at least not malicious? Some people feel like that at the ocean. Some people feel like that at the mountains. Some people feel like that just looking at a tree. Certainly the ocean is bigger and more powerful than me, and it has that order. To me, nature is an expression of God in form. And so when I connect in with that energy, I feel connected with God. And I have faith that things are going to be okay, because in my experience, things have always been okay. Not things, I don't mean external circumstances are always good. Oh, heavens no. I mean, I'm going to be okay. How do I know? Because I always have. One way or the other. Even though I have been to hell and back, want to just let you know about another public service announcement, because like I said before, the community supports us and we can support the community in return. And this is for Narcan. With drug and alcohol addiction, it's easy to start using, but hard to stop. If you want to stop the mental and physical cravings that continually lead you back to using drugs, call Narcanon. That number is 1-800-775-8750. You can also visit them on the web at narcanon.org. And that's spelled N-A-R-C-O-N-O-N. Narcanon.org. I really want to play this little song, and I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you back here in just a moment.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Thank you.
moved in a particular way in order to get that lesson. And so, if you look at it from that perspective, maybe it wasn't such a bad thing at all, because, wow, look what I got out of it. Look where it brought me. Look where I am now, and I wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for that. That's how faith gets established, as you notice what your experience has been in terms of coming up out of whatever place that you didn't want to be in. You came out of it just fine. And you know, when you have faith that you will do that every time, then you actually come up out of those places much faster. And you wind up feeling good much faster. So, what is faith? Faith is such an incredibly powerful belief that it doesn't even feel like a belief anymore. It is a knowing. I know because of what I've experienced. You know, I had a near-death experience when I was 19 from a heroin overdose. And I was in no condition at the time to believe in God or to feel like God was on my side. I was really a miserable human being. And yet, God met me when my spirit left this body. Met me with unconditional love. Met me with complete and total acceptance. There was no judgment. And there was no death. So it doesn't matter how many people disagree with me. It doesn't matter what anybody else's experience is. I know, because I experienced it, that God does not stand in judgment of me or of anyone else. I know that death is an illusion. We are eternal beings. I know that because when this body died and my spirit went on, it was still alive. I still lived. Just this body didn't. All things in the physical world are temporary. They, just like the leaves on the trees, they grow and they fall off and they die. Just like every plant, it grows up and then it dies back down. The physical bodies are like that. They grow and they get old and they die. That's what physical things do. But spirit is eternal. Spirit never dies. And that's what every spiritual tradition actually throughout time has talked about, is life eternal. If we have faith in life eternal, then a lot of things just cease to be frightening. Because if there is no fear of death, then what is there to be afraid of? If you've never had a near-death experience, then how do you know that there is life eternal? Well, you know, a lot of religious traditions teach that, and you can certainly have that faith in your religious teachings, and that's one way to have it. But you don't have to be religious to have that faith. All you have to do is look at the stars. Look at the sky. Look at how this whole galaxy, and what we're discovering now, that this galaxy is just one of thousands or millions of galaxies. And all of those billions of bodies in space are all spinning and traveling and interacting with one another, and they're all doing so in perfect order. The universe itself is expanding. That's what our physics tells us. So there's no death. There's just this continued movement forward, this continued life. And I tell you, I'm really glad that I have faith in the benevolence of that life, the goodness of that light. And I have faith in the goodness of life itself because I see over and over and over and over how good it is, how every breath is a miracle, how the physical body itself is a miracle, how we can it's inspiring when other people hear that, and it's also healing for you to tell that story. So if you have a story, by all means, let us know, and we'll be also about having you on the show either by phone or in the station. And if you want to underwrite Inner Divinity and get your business information to our listeners, get in touch with either one of us, and we will help you know how to do that. As I said before, all the archived shows, all the radio that I've done in North Carolina and in Cincinnati, are archived on my website. So if you want to listen to those shows, that's where you can find them. And I just so look forward to seeing you back here next week. And thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to close out with my theme song for the show, which is Faith Rivera, God Is. Tells you exactly what you can have faith in, which is yourself, because you too, just like nature, are an expression of God in form. Enjoy, and I'll see you next week.